you're not just there because you want to be the next, you know, unicorn valuation. You're there because you're intrinsically interested in technology. You're there because you like to be around people that bring that kind of energy to the world.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder. He was a businessman. And I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy. And I just want to know how to code, too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have another LA Tech spotlight for you. I am so excited about this one because one of my favorite LA Tech ambassadors, Stephanie Mountain, is on the show with us, along with the founder of the company, Bixly. Now, Nick, are you the founder or co-founder?
Co-founder.
Co-founder. And how many people are on the founding team?
So it was founded with my business partner, Adam Temple, and myself. And then George Temple is also sort of a background early investor.
First, let's start off. Where in LA is Bixly based?
So we're actually down in Orange County right now.
Orange County? Is there even a tech scene in Orange County?
You know, it's actually up and coming. There's some new funding that's actually starting to arise, and it's pretty open right now for new companies.
I'm really excited to get into this. But before we do, the fabulous Stephanie Mountain, who is like Instagram extraordinaire. I absolutely love this girl. Hello, Steph.
Hey, Esprit. Thanks for having us.
Dude, Steph, tell us a little about you and your involvement in Bixly.
Well, I am doing business development for Bixly between LA and Orange County. And I do have to give props to our buddy Lee Decker with OC Tech Happy Hour down there because he is the heart of the Orange County tech scene. So love him and love what he's doing at UCI and the Cove.
You're awesome. I'm just fixing your levels. You're doing everything perfect.
I mean, I've screwed up everything so far. So.
No, she's awesome. Okay, so tell me, Nick or Steph, tell me a little bit about what Bixly does.
So Bixly started out, Adam and I started it because we wanted to help other software startups and, you know, cool ideas that needed software development help, but didn't necessarily have the ability to hire or train at the moment and needed to be flexible. So Bixly is a software development staff augmentation. So that we can come in and basically tackle your next priority immediately. And so you can move on with what you actually care about and what your app's trying to do and let us tackle all the nitty-gritty development pieces and training and testing, all that boring stuff.
Cool. Awesome. And Steph, how did you get involved in Bixly?
So I was at an event actually at the Eureka Center, which is Lee Decker's fiance, soon-to-be wife, Taylor, and she runs the Eureka Center. They have Eureka Fest annually, and I was there. Nick and I started chatting. He was looking for business development assistants, and 2 weeks later, I started.
And one thing that I know, and this is going to be really cool, and I'm really excited to have Steph on the Women in Tech podcast as well. One thing that I know that you are really adamant about is though you're a biz dev person, you never want someone to associate you with that like gross salesy thing. And I don't associate you that way. I think I called you an LA Tech ambassador. Like really what you do for the community is outstanding and you're really authentic in everything you do. So what I've also learned in being a business person is having the skill set of being able to sell is the number one thing to lead to success in a company. So can you give us a few tips on how to be an effective business development person?
Yeah. So I follow a woman named Jill Rowley, and she actually did all this training for the sales teams at Oracle. And she is super big on the message of just be authentic, use social media platforms to connect with people in a genuine way and offer value. I believe that the always be closing mentality of Alec Baldwin in the 1980s movie that everybody always defaults to when it comes to sales teams. That's kind of an ancient or dead stereotype of salespeople. So I think, you know, connecting with people, offering insightful value on what we do, on how to hire and train developers, how to keep them happy, how can we come in and be of value and just be an authentic person. I think that's our like strongest approach to being in sales.
And Nick, how large is your team?
So our team right now is about 40 people, and most of those are developers, but you know, we've got some admins here and there, and that also throws in with some designers, sysadmins, project managers to kind of round out the full stack there.
And what inspired Bixly to be created?
So Adam and I were originally working together at a software company called SermonSpice, and we sort of started getting our own ideas, and we broke off to start our own software project, which failed spectacularly, as most of them do. But what we ended up with was learning a whole bunch about how not to do it and ending up with a really solid development team. And so kind of through our own trials, we learned very quickly, okay, here's what ourselves and everyone else has been doing. So we started looking around and meeting other companies who were basically going through the same thing. So we said, look, let us help with the tech while you guys get to focus on what makes your company unique. And so then we can work together to end up creating a successful product. And it sort of grew from there, from a handful of us in an office doing some Python programming to, you know, our team now, what, 8, 9 years later with the full stack team and helping companies basically exit. One of our companies, they exited for $1 billion.
Oh, that's insane.
So, yeah, we've had some really fun successes.
That's insane. And what do you mean when one of your companies exited? Can you really get into, like, who is your customer and how do you solve their pain points?
So our customers kind of span the whole gamut. We have people coming to us for MVPs. They're like, look, I got 2 months. I need an app because then I'm going to go to investors. We have companies. So when we say one of our companies, it's really one of our clients who we help. But we sort of think of them as we're part of their team and they're part of ours because we get really integrated day in and day out. So some of them are existing product companies who maybe have 30 or 40 developers already and they need another 5 for some prototype or whatever. And then some of them are actually crazy 50,000 employee enterprise companies whose a manager has a budget and an idea and needs to kind of be a little entrepreneur inside of this behemoth. So they call us in to get it done.
And how did you scale from your first client to your umpth client? Like, how many people have you serviced so far?
Shoot. Honestly, I don't know if I have a number offhand, but at any given time, we probably have about 10 to 15 clients. And so clients range from 6 months to like 4 years. So I guess you can kind of extrapolate the math out of that. How we got started is Adam and I didn't make any money for a year.
Only a year.
Yeah, it's not that long. So any amount of money we made immediately went back into the developers because it's sort of a chicken and egg problem. After about the first year, we had more than enough clients coming in. And so we were able to just constantly reinvest. We're very bootstrapped and just sort of use our net profit to grow and sort of keep expanding.
And why LA? Why did it attract you to make sure to have a presence in LA?
You know, so early on the conversation came up. It's like, okay, well, we're young. We can move. Should we go San Francisco or LA? And that's sort of the question we always get is, well, why not San Francisco? That's the default. And largely it's because, well, do you want to be a famous singer in Nashville? Or not famous, but an up-and-coming singer in Nashville. It's like, yeah, you and everyone else. So San Francisco is very crowded.
Right.
And extraordinarily expensive.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's expensive to live on the beach. I'm like, yeah, but it's not San Francisco.
I hear now San Francisco is actually more expensive than New York.
Right? That's insane.
It's insane.
I don't even know how you pull that off.
No, that's crazy.
So I guess to answer your question there is just LA has, I feel, more room to grow and thus more opportunity.
And what resources in LA do you recommend? Steph, can you speak to this?
So I attended a course at General Assembly, and one of the instructors there was teaching strategies on sales for SaaS companies. And his kind of overarching theme was, if I met an 18-year-old right now with a great idea out of USC, I'd never tell him to take his company to San Francisco, do it right here. So I think LA is just booming with opportunity that Blueprint in San Francisco is about 4 decades old, and here it's just on fire, and you've got really open and welcoming companies like, you know, Graycroft Partners and Upfront Ventures and Stage Venture Partners, just different venture capital companies that are really pouring resources into different groups here.
Mm-hmm.
And then also as far as the networking events are concerned, there's, you know, you at the command of LA, or we are LA Tech, and then there's a ton of opportunities to get involved with the Silicon Beach scene. And we go out to Pasadena for events out there, and even down in Orange County with OC Tech Happy Hour. There's just so much opportunity to get involved and meet people and really have conversations around how to get up and running in this space.
And you've done a lot of volunteering. A lot of people would say, well, I don't have the time to volunteer. Why is volunteering in the tech world so important?
For me, it's an avenue to authenticity. So it's you're not just there because you want to be the next, you know, unicorn valuation. You're there because you're intrinsically interested in technology. You're there because you like people that work in technology. You like smart developers that have great ideas. Mm-hmm. You like people that are innovative enough to create things. You like to be around people that bring that kind of energy to the world, I suppose. And so for me, you know, it's no question to get involved in the community on a larger scale than just I do business development for Bixly and then I disconnect from every other opportunity. It's just, I like being a part of the community in general. And so volunteering and jumping in and helping out, you know, even with We Are LA Tech, it's intrinsically interesting to me to be a part of the community and get to know people.
Your community work, like, blows my mind.
Vice versa.
Thank you. I think Steph and I are going to have a love off.
That's possible.
Is there an event that you think in, I know you were talking about the at General Assembly you went, and I think that's such a, I would have gone to that if I knew that was going on. So funny, if I knew. We have the calendar. So
yeah.
We Are LA Tech has had the calendar of every single LA Tech event, LA Tech event since 2012. But you guys, like, we manually input them, and I have, like, Carl helping me put them in. Like, I'm not looking at every single event that goes in.
It's
like,
Carl
is helping me. Yeah. But yeah, that one sounds amazing. Well, are there any significant events that you're like, oh, you have to go to this? I mean, Steph or Nick, or both of you.
And you have to be a member of We Are LA Tech.
Aww,
right?
Nice.
So, I mean, I took this opportunity to Nick and I was like, look, the timing of it's great. They're going to be in Orange County. We're going to go jetpacking. It was awesome. I'd been wanting to do it forever. And it's been so much fun. I've made so many, like, genuine friendships, not just business connections. In fact, the friendships are prioritized over the business connections. There are other groups that we come up for. You know, like I said, General Assembly. There's Cross Campus. There's Expert Dojo down at Santa Monica.
If you are down south, closer to Orange County, the one Steph mentioned earlier is OC Tech Happy Hour.
Yeah.
That's a great one. At the Cove at UC
Irvine.
Yeah,
that's over at the Cove, which the Cove is sweet. As a building goes,
it's a great
for a
space.
Venue. Very nice. And Lee Decker does a bang-up job. And last time we were there, they were spilling out of their 200-person room. There was standing room only
for
this event. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a blockchain. It was blockchain topic, so everybody
was
excited and interested.
Let's get Lee Decker in here.
Yeah, right. Like, absolutely, yeah. I will make that happen because he's amazing, and you guys would love him. And we'll just get an intro email set up.
We need to talk more about OC. I mean, I particularly feel that LA, and when we talk about, you know, LA Tech, LA spans all the way from Santa Barbara down to San Diego, and then all the way east, downtown, Silver Lake, Los Feliz, all those areas, all the way west to the beach, Venice, Santa Monica, and everywhere in between. And so I think OC has a very strong community, and they're working on kind of like figuring out that hub for everybody over there is what it sounds like. But wow, like OC Tech is very exciting. What LA Tech, speaking of the community there, what LA Tech companies or talent have you come across, whether in OC or in Santa Monica or anywhere, that have really impressed the both of you?
Well, one of them that is, how would you describe it? It's a company in Venice, actually, called Enervy. And what they're doing is, they're basically aggregating a lot of the energy saving and different programs, because there's so many different government programs and ways to, like, get cash back on energy appliances and programs and, you know, Southern California Edison, this and that. And so they created a platform that actually is sort of the marketplace for all the different manufacturers and customers and everybody to actually go in there and take advantage of all these things. So they created a really cool app, and they're out of Venice. And that's something that's really cool, because we run into a lot of companies who are like, I have this great idea and I've almost started.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay. But talking to them, they're like, we've been doing this for a couple of years. We're profitable. It's real. our business model is not we're going to get a billion users and sell out. It's actually working and they're actually successful. So it's really cool to see young tech companies with a regular business model that actually works.
And how do you spell that company?
So Enervee is spelled Enervee. So lots of E's.
On the social side of things, or on the networking side of things, Silicon Beach Young Professionals, which was out of Santa Monica, is run by Lucas Bean. And he actually just expanded to downtown LA and now Orange County. And the last event I went to was down right on the Irvine campus, and Lucas had a great crowd there for him to just hang the shingle out to say we're in LA and Orange County and have full attendance is pretty great. So he's down there in Orange County as well, and that's yet another opportunity to get involved in OC as well.
He's a great guy. I've spoken at one of his events, yeah. And he really, really, really cares about the community. I mean, if there's something that goes wrong on wearelatech.com, he's like, your page is down or something. I'm like, thanks for paying attention.
Yeah. Like, he's QA testing for you.
Yeah. Right? He's a great guy.
So awesome. If you guys had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support the success of Bixly, what would that be?
So, just from a perspective, coming from a networking business development perspective, which is my role for Bixly, just any opportunity to help. We just are looking for ways to provide resources to, like Nick said, from pre-seed funding, wireframing, startup ideas, all the way up to if you have a staff already and you just need augmentation. Yeah. And, when we develop relationships with groups that are specifically set on marketing or specifically set on funding or specifically set on startup law or legal services, we develop social relationships where we can pass information back and forth, or we can pass referrals back and forth. So we're open to that with any, with groups and conversations that we have up here in LA that say, we might do development, but this is where we stop. And we'd love to pass these contacts over to you and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're all about be the best at one particular thing, but a company to be successful, they need their marketing budget. They need all their paperwork in place. So we're happy to refer, here's this law group. They'll get your documents. You don't get screwed over. But then on the flip side, we end up getting a lot of referrals back, and it becomes a team effort.
And one thing I'd like to dive into a little bit more is you've been passionate about tech forever. Didn't you even take computer science courses?
Yeah, so I took programming courses in college. I love people, so I tend to stay on the sales and marketing side of technology companies, but I appreciate the art and science of programming. And I grew up with a brother that had every gaming system ever invented, from Atari to Sega to we had a Commodore 64. So it's been a big part of my life, and I love being a part of this community and a part of this company.
What's been one of the biggest obstacles that you and your co-founders have overcome in growing Bixly?
What we ran into probably three times, and we always kick ourselves, is we grow too fast, which seems like such a beginner thing to do. But it's like, hey, we got this project and that project, and we have this side opportunity and this equity deal, and then we can start this side project, and then, payroll hits, and you're like, But accrual accounting says I have all this money coming and cash flow is gone. And it's like, oh, shoot. And so then we like, okay, that was done. We'll do it. We'll do better next time. And so it's just sort of the natural, we get all excited and we start doing more new ideas than actually seeing through. So what we've gotten way better at recently is as soon as the hard, boring part of the idea hits, which it always does a month later, 2 months later, is don't change your plan. Stick to your plan and actually see that one through completion before moving on to your next idea. And that has been much more fruitful in the last couple of years.
And how long have you guys been in business?
So we've been around for about, I want to say 8 years, maybe 8.5.
So you've really moved on from startup and you are now tech company.
Yeah.
And are you profitable? Have you raised money?
So yes, on the Bixly service, software development, staff augmentation, we are profitable. And, we grow, so we kind of reinvest to grow. And then a lot of our net profit has actually been reinvested into, like I mentioned, some equity projects and personal projects, because we hope to have products ourselves, but what's nice is we can bootstrap it. We're actually just now starting the discussions of funding on one of those projects. So haven't raised funds yet, but hope to do so this year, actually.
And where can people find you on social?
So Bixley is on Twitter at Bixley Django. So that's B-I-X-L-Y. And then there's a silent D in there. So it's D-J-A-N-G-O, Bixley Django. So follow us on Twitter. And then we're on Facebook. We're the only Bixley account, company account on Facebook. And we're always just posting out, you know, late things we're up to. In fact, Nick was up in San Francisco at the launch festival. So we were going to post out a few photos from there. And, you know, yeah, find us on social.
And can people stalk your personal account?
Please.
Okay.
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm pretty sure I'm the only Stephanie Mountain on LinkedIn. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those personally as well. So Twitter is Mountain14. And Instagram is a convoluted one. So it's Mountain53114. pretty sure, I think there's maybe one other Stephanie Mountain in the United States, but I'm the only one that usually comes up on social accounts. So find me. I'm Steph at Bixley.com. So it's STEPH at BIXLY.com.
And then, yeah, email, you know, LinkedIn. So Nick, N-I-C-K at Bixley.com or LinkedIn. I think it's /Nick Wortley.
How do you spell that?
NICKWORTLEY.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you guys want to say that you feel like you haven't said?
I mean, I would give props to you again. Thank you so much for having us come in and have this opportunity to be on your podcast. You've been so successful with your podcast and also so successful with We Are LA Tech, and I can't say enough about how great and fun that group has been. So,
you
know,
I'm going to beat you in the love off.
So much. Thank you so much.
You're trying to get it, but I'm going to win, man, because you like school me on community. Like, do you know how amazing this girl is?
I don't know.
Yes?
Like, you were so smart to hire her.
You know, well, I do a good job.
There's, right. I'll let you continue on that, right? Yeah.
But no, obviously, you know, we love having Steph on the team. That's been fun. But thank you very much for having us on the podcast. And, you know, looking forward to the future and everything else that you're doing.
Totally. And you guys, definitely be sure to check out Stephanie Mountain, highlighted on the Women in Tech podcast. You're going to love to hear about her background. I'm telling you, she's one of my favorite people in Los Angeles, and I can't wait to share more of her story. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. This has been Esprit Devora. Remember to tweet us at We Are LA Tech. And thanks to Betalist, we now have a community site where you could see all the awesome tech talent in this city. Just go to wearelatech.com/community. That's wearelatech.com/community. Be sure to create your profile, and then we social share it and tell the world about you. You'll love it. Talk to you guys later. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.